You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our first guest tonight, a pleasure to chat with him because I've been a fan for a long, long time, fan of the National Football League, and a fan of him being an analyst when he was on ESPN. Not only has he been an analyst, still currently is an analyst, and a former NFL football player, but a cancer survivor, that's really important, and author of a book entitled Brainwashed. Joining us now to talk some football is Merrill Hodge. He joins us here on the Lake Show. Merrill, it's a pleasure to have you on WCCO tonight.
Henry, good to be with you, brother.
How you been?
Busy.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of things that I wanted to ask you tonight because I really respect you as an NFL analyst. You played the game. You do great breakdowns of players and assessments. And one of the things that people here in Minnesota are obsessed with, clearly, is the conversation about quarterback, because no longer is it Kirk Cousins under center for the Minnesota Vikings with him signing with the Atlanta Falcons. Everybody's thinking about who is going to be the next QB1 for the Minnesota Vikings, which leads everybody into thinking about that 11th overall pick, and then they acquired another first-round pick via trade. And so a lot of people are speculating that they'll move up into the top five via a trade. My first question for you, Merrill, is what is your overall assessment and just thought about this year's talent in the quarterback class?
I think it's okay. Let's put it this way. There's no C.J. Stroud in this draft, and there's no Joe Burrow. And that's kind of been the only two guys really in the last 2 years that have been, drafted that high that translated. For obvious reasons, which we could get into if we have time. But there's nobody like those guys. There's nobody that has that initial skill set that helps you transition to the National Football League. And that that being said, what is that? Okay. And here's, I think, the big problem with most evaluations of college kids is everybody's looking at where they're playing, and that is not the way you should look at them. You should look at where they're going to play, not where they are playing. And that's not necessarily easy, but you mentioned playing in the league. That does give you – listen, stepping inside those white lines gives you an advantage and helps you with that process because you know exactly what the world's like and what to expect. And then having done, studied all kinds of players for 40 years and having a good eye for, what it take to play in our league versus what they're doing in college and how easy will that transition be? How arduous will that transition be? And I think one of the first things you have to start out with is the field is completely different. And, most people go, oh, what do you mean by that? Well, that feels the same. Like, well, width and length they are, but the hash marks in college are wide and in the NFL they're narrow. Just that move alone, which is about, just under a 5-yard move, is a massive move. It completely changes the type of offense. Like right here, you can play, take a college system. Texas college system should work in the NFL. No, it won't. No, it won't. For not just that one reason, but the next reason.
Mm-hmm.
the guys that they're going to play are the best in the world. I agree. What they see in college is vanilla. It is boring. Like when I watch tape in college, I'm like, I'm almost falling asleep. I'm like, the complexity of college is mundane to what exists in the National Football League. In fact, the biggest hurdle, the biggest transition is not an athletic transition. It's actually the overall IQ transition. It is a, you know, high school to college, is, that's a pretty good jump. From college to the National Football League is monumental. Just from the overall strategic and the IQ of the game, from the sophistication of your offense to the sophistication of the defenses you're going to see. And that can be, that alone can vary you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what your position is. I mean, it's not just the quarterback.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I started in the National Football League as a third down back. Okay. I had to do everything a quarterback had to do except for throw the football. I mean, I had no coverages, fronts, pressures, protections, you name it, and identify it. I know what the pocket's like. I know how you have to play in that environment. And so when you're looking at kids in college, you know, you do have to take your time, and you can find this evidence. There's just not a lot of it. And then, you know, you got to take that evidence you have and give your best evaluation of their ability to translate. And there's a lot of things that come into play too. You know, a kid's mental toughness, his passion, you know. Listen, there's a lot of people that are soft coming out of college. They're weak. They're punks. They think they're entitled.
Yeah.
And those things don't translate. And, you know, having a toughness about you is a vital component. And but the two things that actually really have to be like almost a woven fiber as one, and that is accuracy and processing.
I'm glad you brought that up.
There's levels and degrees of that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mero, because I'm so glad you brought that up because, all right, first off, when I look at this quarterback class, and I don't have the eye that you have, and I didn't play the game like you did, but, I think people want to go ahead and crown people as, okay, they're bona fide, they're going to be stars. I'm not sure that I see that in Caleb Williams, who everybody's touting out of USC. I'm not sure that I see that out of anybody. But I want to ask you specifically about two players that everybody here is fixated on. Drake May, and there's a connection because Josh McCown, who's the new quarterback's coach for the Minnesota Vikings, I guess coached him in high school. And then the other name that keeps popping up is J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. What has been your assessment of those two individuals and just some of the footage and tape and maybe the games that you've seen them?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Drake May will get you fired. Drake May's the kind of player gets you fired. And especially you draft him in the top five, in the top three, you know, he's going to get you fired. And for, let's use the process and accuracy. I am not seeing, I cannot, Malik Willis might be the only guy I could think of that is as erratic as Drake May. I studied him for 2 years, and I am telling you, I have yet to find, I would say probably his best game. I watched every one of his games last year. It's probably the Pitt game, and that was an average football game. His last game, the NC State game, was the most embarrassing display I'd ever seen from a guy who's supposed to be an elite franchise quarterback. When you talk about accuracy, it is erratic everywhere, not in just some areas. Like everybody, you know, I get people who've heard me talk about him. And like, well, Josh Allen was inconsistent. Now, Josh Allen, okay, was inconsistent vertically, period. And there's a reason for that. My son played at BYU. My son played quarterback at BYU. Josh Allen and him crossed. I've known Josh Allen for a long time. And even Jim Kelly told me this before Josh Allen. You know, he was like the one thing. And everybody said it, which it was true. Like, you know, Josh Allen from, you know, 50 in, he was not erratic. It's when you went over 50. He could throw it 150 yards or 250 yards. He saw where it was going to go. And that was absolutely true. And here's what the problem is, which goes to another layer of college. You have 20 hours to work. And I was even talking to him. He's like, you know, I got 20 hours to work. We really didn't work on it that much. And so I was inconsistent. When I got to the NFL, I can work 20 hours a day at that, which he did. And I got one wide receiver, and I got guys I can trust and work with that are good wide receivers vertically. So that's why he improved there. When I watched Drake May, first of all, he lumbers. He's not letting you see some of his runs. People think his athleticism will translate. No. People want him to run, and they will bust him up. He is not athletic enough to avoid. I mean, he doesn't get down to learn how to do that. He won't last till week 10. He has elongated motion, short, intermediate, long, doesn't matter. In fact, I was talking to a good friend of mine about him the other day. Here's where I got TV lies and highlights really lie. You could put a highlight reel together that is mind-boggling because he makes some of the most spectacular throws. Okay, so I'm not taking away that he can't make some throws. He can make some throws. Mm-hmm. He just can't make them on a consistent basis, and he doesn't do it in college. If he doesn't do it in college, there is no way on planet Earth he's doing it in the National Football League. It is too monumental of a jump, and there's too many things that you got to work on and you got to be detailed on. And keep in mind, I haven't even talked about working and learning about the offense you got to execute and run. And then I haven't even talked about the defenses that you got to execute against. And then when I heard him say, well, it's better to game plan with me than against me, I mean, just tells me he has absolutely no idea what he's about to walk into. Absolutely no idea. People would be grateful to – people won't be able to – people will be excited about game planning him. And they'll find all kinds of ways to – he wrote a lot of the weaknesses that he has and disturb him. You know, let's say, you know, one thing that is not, doesn't exist a lot in college, but you have to look for it and study for it. And I have a system that I can create it and get all the plays I want to emulate a dirty pocket. In the NFL, about 70% of all throws are from a dirty pocket, meaning that you have traffic around you and you have congestion. You know, it's just not, you stand there like in college, a majority of the time they got nobody around. Well, that doesn't exist. That's gone.
Yeah, it's not clean
how
at all.
Can you function that really? Yeah,
it's chaotic. It's chaotic. Yep.
And he does not. He doesn't function in that, and he doesn't function in a clean one. If he has to reset his feet and readjust, I'll tell you this. I'll bet you 70% of the time it's going somewhere other than the wide receiver. And there's so many times, you know, I was watching one game. He had a guy wide open. I mean, wide open, man. He was coming across the field. And he throws it behind him. The wide receiver, you know, does catch it. And as he's catching it, turn around, man, bam, he gets clobbered and fumbles, right? And I'm like, okay, now people will blame that wide receiver. Okay, this is what I'm talking about with accuracy. If he hits the kid, you've got to hit him in the National Football League because he ain't going to be that wide open in the NFL. Somebody's going to be right behind him in the National Football League. And he's probably not going to catch, and it's probably a pick. But if that's an accurate throw, it's a touchdown. Instead, the guy turns around, and now he's out of position, and the ball's in the position where, you know, he's based on how to turn around to catch the football, and he ends up getting fumbled. I go, that's on the quarterback.
Yeah.
If he makes an accurate, that is not accurate. It's not on the wide receiver, you know. Yeah. And there's so many plays like that. I would not do that. There's no ways from a GM perspective. If I was in charge and I got to make the choice. And I was in the top five, and he was sitting there. I would not draft him.
Oh, we're talking to Merrill Hodge.
I would not do that to my organization.
Yeah, we're talking to Merrill Hodge, NFL analyst and former NFL running back here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Give him a follow on X, or if you want to call it Twitter, at Merrill Hodge. Also, check out his website, MerrillHodge.com. Merrill, you gave the assessment for Drake May. Please give me an assessment for J.J. McCarthy. Is he any better?
Well, I actually think J.J. is better, but he's just okay. you know, what they did in Michigan is probably the first layer of how you would develop a guy in the National Football League. And I'll give you a great example of one of the great developments in the history of the National Football League with Steve McNair. Steve McNair sat a year, and then Jeff Fisher brought him in, and all they did is, man, they ran Ed George, and they threw the football off it, and they did run action, play action, because those are two different things. Everybody uses play action, but there's two different things. There's run action and play action, and that's actually what Michigan did. I mean, Michigan dominated the football games. They ran they dominated the line of scrimmage. They ran run action and play action off of it, a majority of their passing game, a majority. Now, even within that, and then they do half-field reads. And even in that process, where it's very simplified, even in college, you would not walk away going, wow, he really tears that up, and he's impressive. His accuracy is okay, but it's not anything spectacular. The processing of that is just okay and questionable at times at the college level.
Yeah.
He's just okay.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with the expectations of these guys getting drafted in the top 10. What are you expecting? Are you expecting an average, okay, good quarterback? Or are you expecting guys like Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud?
The latter.
So that's the other level. Exactly. Yeah. You're not drafting these guys to be okay. You're not asking these guys. You're not looking for all kinds of issues, hurdles, and growing pains. You know, even though everybody is going should be allotted that time, but that's not going to be the level of which they got to live up to. They don't have the skill set for it. Neither guy has the skill set for it.
Wow.
To play to the level they have in the National Football League. And that's just how people think, well, I'll fix it. No, you don't fix accuracy. Everybody will say, okay, you can't fix speed. Everybody will all agree. Well, there's so many other things you can't fix. You can't fix stupid. Okay, you can't fix accuracy. You can't give somebody toughness. You can't give somebody passion. I mean, there's a whole host of other things that you're looking for within a player. And if they don't have, what makes you think that you can give it to them? But that's where I think I know organizations go. Every organization gets in trouble because they're like, I will fix it. I will give it to them. Yeah. And no, you won't. And that's how you get fired.
Yeah. Let me ask you one final question. It's such an honor to have you on. We're talking to Amir Hodge, NFL analyst and former NFL running back here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. In your assessment, if you were advising teams that are drafting in the top 10, or like for the Vikings, currently they have the 11th overall pick, you would, if they needed a quarterback, you would not advise said team to move up to try to grab a quarterback?
Not in this group. Listen, I haven't looked at every player too, but I will promise you this. There's somebody else in this draft from a wide receiver perspective, edge rusher, tackle, that could help our football team and make us a better football team. And then let's take a crack at Rattler, okay, in the second round or third round, okay? Because there's actually a kid that I find very interesting. I think that he has learned a lot about how he was in college. He's matured through it, and he has some skills that that actually are interesting and intriguing to me. And he played on a team that was not very good, but man, I saw a guy who has grown and evolved and matured. Clearly could do the things from an accuracy aspect and even from a processing aspect that did not go, oh, I wouldn't take a chance on it. Especially, I gave him in the second round. I gave him in the second round, and guess what? There's no expectations there. Zero. And the two guys I'm talking about, I'd take him over. You take those two guys in the first round, I'll take Rattler in the second round, and I'll get me somebody better in the 11th pick that can help the football team and is a better football player than those two quarterbacks that we just talked about.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Merrill, man, a pleasure to have you on. Everybody here in Minnesota is so fixated on the quarterbacks because everybody feels like we need one of these guys. But it's really good to get your assessments, your analysis, and your thoughts on this year's draft class quarterback-wise and beyond.
Henry, thank you, brother. Just never forget, teams win championships, brother. And if you pick a quarterback and go reach for somebody that's not high quality, that you can suffer for years by doing that, too. Teams win championships.
Trust me. I said as much to Rick Spielman when he reached for Christian Ponder, and we still dealt with that after he did that years ago.
Oh, Oh, gosh, thank you for bringing some memories back. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks so much, Miro.
Take care, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.